Delegate Chris Jones said it's clear that some tax breaks don't meet policy goals.
5 to maybe 13% of the benefit was received by the low-income taxpayer, because that was initially what the purpose was, to give those who had the biggest need a financial break in that regard.
But members are concerned about the negative impact of eliminating tax breaks on struggling businesses or nonprofits. Delegate Ben Klein said one proposal to remove the sales tax exemption for services is problematic.
Many of them are small businesses who pay income taxes now, and you're asking whether they should pay both an income tax and charge and collect and remit a sales tax as well for the same service.
Delegate Tim Hugo said the best way to enact reform might be how Congress achieves base closures.
They put everything into the pot. They made a decision, and there was an up or down vote. Because if you put this on the floor with the ability to pick it apart and all, it'll fall of its own weight.
One idea that's gaining traction is putting an expiration date on more tax preferences so that the value added must be documented for renewal. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.